part of the effort to reduce construction costs associated with the Coastal Rail Trail projects, staff worked closely with the City of Santa Cruz and County of Santa Cruz staff to conduct a value engineering analysis to reduce costs for the two projects. Staff also worked with Roaring Camp Railroads to identify opportunities for track relocation at Roaring Camp Railroad's expense where required to accommodate construction of the Coastal Rail Trail next to the rail. Staff continues to pursue additional funding to fill the funding gap. Cost estimates for the projects are subject to a number of factors, including but not limited to unit costs, quantities, escalation, and related project development activities. A value engineering analysis is an exercise completed by a team of design and construction project experts independent from the project team to identify opportunities to improve the design from a constructability or performance standpoint and to reduce construction or right-of-way costs. This can include, but is not limited to, alternative construction techniques, materials, and alignments. Staff initiated the value engineering analysis using the RTC's contracted on-call engineering services consultant to complete the work. The project teams for the two projects met three times in May 2024 with the value engineering team to discuss elements of the project's design and construction. The value engineering findings were shared with the project team in June 2024 and evaluated in July through August 2024. The discussion focused on the recommendations for design changes that may result in cost reductions and if the recommendations could be implemented and still meet project objectives within project constraints. See Attachment 2 for the Value Analysis Study Summary Report. The findings of the value engineering analysis can generally be categorized below: reducing trail width to reduce associated infrastructure costs where retaining walls are needed, modifying retaining wall designs or using alternative wall types, replacing viaduct bridge designs with retaining walls, or, if infeasible, modifying the viaduct design, delaying sections of the trail or realigning the trail outside of the rail line right-of-way onto existing or planned bicycle and pedestrian facilities, track relocation options that would reuse existing track and equipment. Some of the most significant cost savings identified in the value engineering analysis involve delaying the construction of costly portions of the trail to a subsequent phase, or realigning portions of the trail onto existing facilities and outside of the rail line right-of-way, including delaying construction of the Coastal Rail Trail across the Santa Cruz Harbor at Woods Lagoon, or realigning onto existing facilities and outside the rail right-of-way. Delaying construction of the Coastal Rail Trail between 30th and 38th Avenue, or realigning onto existing facilities and outside of the rail right-of-way. Delaying construction of the Coastal Rail Trail between Monterey and Coronado Streets, or realigning onto existing facilities and outside of the rail right-of-way. The value engineering analysis estimated the cost-saving strategies could reduce the total cost of the two projects by $31 to $62 million if all of the recommendations in the report were implemented. The $31 million in cost savings assumes no delay in constructing portions of the projects, while the $62 million savings assumes that portions of the projects are delayed. However, there are trade-offs to consider in deciding whether to implement some of the value engineering recommendations. Trade-offs include potential increased environmental impacts, lower quality user experience, or alternatives that may not meet the project objectives. The project teams considered these potential trade-offs when determining which value engineering assessment findings to pursue during the next phase of project development. Project sponsors are considering alternative design recommendations from the value engineering analysis, including retaining wall design features, which could achieve a potential cost savings of $7 million for the two projects. Additionally, removing the cost of purchasing new track and reusing new track as recommended by the value engineering team, as well as removing track reconstruction work and associated infrastructure costs from the project. Discussed under the Track Relocation Memorandum of Understanding with Roaring Camp section of this staff report could achieve an additional cost savings of $9 million for a total potential cost savings of $16 million for the two projects. Project sponsors are not considering delaying construction of portions of the projects or realigning the Coastal Rail Trail onto existing facilities and outside of the rail right-of-way at this time because of the anticipated negative impact on the trail user experience and inconsistency with the project objectives. Near-term future use of the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line is anticipated to be infrequent freight and is subject to inspection by the Federal Railroad Administration for operation. Long-term future use of the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line is anticipated to be a combination of zero-emission passenger rail and infrequent freight, which will require upgrading the existing railroad infrastructure, including the tracks, roadway at-grade crossings and signals, several structures, drainage systems, and construction of passing sidings and stations in order to implement. Staff in Santa Cruz, Big Trees, and Pacific Railway, also known as Roaring Camp Railroads, have been collaborating on development of a memorandum of understanding for relocation of the railroad tracks as needed to support development of the Coastal Rail Trail projects. The draft memorandum of understanding, Attachment 3, Exhibit A, describes Roaring Camp Railroads and RTC's intent to work together to facilitate Roaring Camp Railroad's relocation of the railroad tracks between roadway grade crossings in locations where shifting the tracks is needed to fit the Coastal Rail Trail adjacent to the railroad tracks, i.e., ultimate trail configuration, and subsequently to enter into a temporary license agreement for this work. Roaring Camp Railroads would complete this work at their own expense and reconstruct the railroad to Class 1 standards. Track and potential signal relocations or modifications at roadway grade crossings would remain a project cost as currently designed and would not be completed by Roaring Camp Railroads. As mentioned above, removing track relocation costs from the projects is expected to result in a cost reduction of approximately $9 to $11 million. Staff recommends that the RTC adopt a resolution, Attachment 3, authorizing the executive director to negotiate and execute a memorandum of understanding with Santa Cruz, Big Trees, and Pacific Railway, also known as Roaring Camp Railroads. Attachment 3, Exhibit A, for relocation of railroad tracks as needed to reduce construction costs for Coastal Rail Trail Segments 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 projects. Staff plans to subsequently negotiate a temporary license agreement with Roaring Camp Railroads to detail the provisions of completing this work within the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line right-of-way following execution of the Memorandum of Understanding. Track relocation is intended to be completed prior to construction of the projects. In addition to cost reduction strategies, another strategy is to fill the funding gap for Coastal Rail Trail projects with additional funding. Staff recently submitted the following grant applications: the 2024 Federal Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity Grant, RAISE Program, the Federal Active Transportation Infrastructure Investment Program, ATIIP, and Federal Reconnecting Communities Pilot Grant Program. Coastal Rail Trail projects were not awarded the 2024 RAISE Grant, but scored as highly ranked, which is the highest ranking a project can receive without being awarded. Staff met with the United States Department of Transportation staff to receive feedback on the RAISE application and plans to resubmit an application for future rounds of RAISE grant opportunities. Staff is waiting to hear back regarding the funding awards for the Federal ATIP and Reconnecting Communities Pilot Grant programs.